called deconstruction, but not to worry, it's not about it's not about those guys and the theories. It has a epigraph from one of my favorite poems Robert Frost directed. This was no playhouse, but a house in earnest. And keep in mind, this is taking place in a factory in the summer of 1973. That was the summer of the Watergate hearings that led to another kind of reconstruction of Nixon regime. At Mattel Toys in Rahway, New Jersey in 1973, we built Barbie's vinyl playhouse by the skinfold to go under your Christmas tree. We did, my colleagues and me. To my left, a youth who wanted to kill Whitey. To my right, a honk if you love Jesus nut. Straight ahead, a Cuban exile, someone said, was really built. All I could see was her butt. The man in the middle was me, and I was as white as the housewife's wash you see every weekday at 3. Yes, I was whiter than Moby Dick, bobbing on an Ahab angry sea. Maria snapped in isinglass windows. Curtis stapled on the roof, mapped the floor. Joe College, I got the thinking man's job, attaching the detachable door. Then I'd pass it to the Jehovah's Witness, who'd wince as she put Babylon in a box. And off it would go on a conveyor belt to L.A., Sioux City, or the Bronx. Where America was building dream girls with oohs and ahs beneath a tinseled tree. Look at Barbie's playhouse, Megan's and Tiffany's sigh. She even has a tiny TV. I've seen photographs of weary Asians laying track for the railroad industry. I've seen real Mexicans on their knees picking lettuce for the AMP. Many have worked hard for little, few harder for less than Witty, who sweated in worn-out jeans and khakis for a doll who cried, appearance is all, as the White House began to fall in 1973.